South America stretches more than 4,000 miles from the northern tip of Colombia to Cape Horn, just a few hundred miles from Antarctica. Yet in the United States, news coverage from this continent seems limited to stories about natural disasters and failed coup attempts. This week, Common Ground begins a multi-part focus on untold stories in South America. We begin this week with Divorce Chilean Style.
Chile is the last country in the Western world to prohibit divorce. While over 70% of Chileans support the right to divorce, the Catholic Church hierarchy and conservative politicians have blocked any change in the law. After a long delay, the Chilean Senate is finally debating divorce reform. Reese Ehrlich has more from the Chilean capital of Santiago.
Hilda Mendez offers a tour of her small three-room brick house in a working-class neighborhood.
Este es mi dormitorio. Ya tengo mi colección de botellas y de perfume.
Qué bueno.
This is my room. I have my collection of perfume bottles.
I ask what kind of music she likes.
¿Qué tipo de música le gusta?
Me gusta la música romántica.
Mi canción. Quiero hablar de manos santas.
Mendez likes romantic music, but hasn't had much real romance in her life since her husband left 8 years ago. He pays no child support for their two children, and he lives in a house built on land they jointly owned. Since Chile does not allow divorce, Mendez and hundreds of thousands of women like her have no effective means to redress such grievances. Under Chilean law, Mendez can't even open a bank account without her husband's signature, and her husband, no matter how long they've been separated, will automatically inherit one half of her estate when she dies.
Ahorré, digamos, para tener esta casa. Y como nosotros estamos casados sin separación de bienes.
I got this house after we were separated, but he has more rights to this house than my own son. I think it's unjust because he hasn't given us one peso. There are many other single women in this situation. The man leaves and she's left to provide for the children. I can't sell my house because I need his signature, and he won't give it.
Chile es un país tremendamente machista, todavía muy patriarcal.
Chile is a very macho country, very patriarchal, and many men think women are their property.
Maria Antonieta Sá is head of the Family Commission of Chile's House of Deputies. She helped draft a divorce bill that passed the House 5 years ago, but it's been stalled in the Senate ever since. At the beginning of April, a special Senate committee finally began debating divorce reform.
La expresión más brutal de esa cultura, esa ideología, es la violencia contra la mujer.
In Chile, 25% of wives have suffered violence by their husbands. That's a very high amount of physical as well as psychological violence. This stems from the idea that a woman is a man's property. Compared to other countries in Latin America, we have far fewer women in public office. We have far fewer women in the workforce compared to countries such as Mexico, Colombia, or Venezuela. Chile is a country that discriminates a lot against women.
But social conservatives, particularly the Catholic Church hierarchy, argue that women will suffer the most if Chile passes a divorce law. Flavio Angelini is president of a church-supported foundation that lobbies against divorce.
La ley nos parece una ley contraria, diríamos, al matrimonio.
This divorce law is against marriage, against women and children. Women will become poor, children will feel the conflict. The law in Chile now promotes good marriages and allows for settling of conflicts. We think a lot of couples want to save their marriage and resolve their problems.
Angelini says his group, the House of the Family Foundation, provides social services to help couples stay together.
Todo un trabajo que hacemos acá, donde invitamos a los matrimonios que tienen problemas a conversar con otros matrimonios, por ejemplo.
When a married couple needs advice to resolve their problems, they come here to consult with other married couples. These counselors understand that breaking up the marriage is not a solution. Most marriages need better communication. We believe in preventive services.
Church leadership argues that divorce not only affects the couple, but society as a whole. Jorge Morales is an attorney for the Catholic Church in Chile. Morales says the high number of divorces in the U.S. cause many societal problems.
Es que en 10 años más, que entiendo que se están cumpliendo, la mitad de los hijos los norteamericanos...
In 10 more years, half the children in the U.S. won't know their father or will have a temporary parent. This is destroying society. There is a fear in Chile that there is a very individualistic morality developing, that the individual is more important than the bonds that bind the community. Passing a divorce law could lead to the legalization of abortion or genetic manipulation of births. This is a big concern of the church.
But while the church leadership stands squarely against divorce for ordinary people, it grants annulments to the rich and powerful. Morales concedes that every year, hundreds of Chileans, many of whom have been married with children, apply for religious annulments. They can pay up to 30% of their annual income for the privilege of getting one. A cardinal's niece, a former minister of labor, and a daughter of former dictator General Augusto Pinochet have all received church annulments in Chile. In fact, Jacqueline Pinochet got two. Patricia Silva is chief of the Department of Women's Legal Reforms of Chile's federal government.
The church allows couples to split up and remarry. It's a form of divorce no matter what the church calls it. Only people with money can get these church annulments.
Chile also has a system of civil annulments, and this is where things start to get really interesting.
I was married for 5 years and separated for 1.5 years. Later, I got an annulment, which was finalized only 3 weeks ago.
Antonia Gonzalez, a television station employee, asks that her real name not be used for reasons that will become apparent in a moment.
Los maridos, en el caso chileno, los hombres chilenos se sienten muy heridos cuando es la mujer la que decide abandonar el matrimonio.
Chilean husbands feel very wounded when the woman leaves the marriage. Even though I insisted, he didn't want the annulment, but he finally agreed. I found a lawyer. He's known for being fast and cheap. He handles 60% of all the annulments here in Santiago, our capital. Normally, he charges $600, but he only charged us $450 because we had friends in common. My husband paid half, I paid half.
Gonzalez filed a document with the court saying that the couple had lived at a different address than what was listed on their marriage certificate. They had to find 6 witnesses to lie and corroborate their story.
It's divorce Chilean style. No one in Chile gets an annulment for valid reasons. Everyone knows that you have to lie because there's no other way to separate. There's no other way.
But Gonzalez's strange odyssey wasn't over yet.
After the witnesses were through, the official said, "You are now single, but you can't get married for another 9 months." I wondered why. Later he explained that you can't get married for 9 months because if you have children, there won't be any disputes over paternity.
No hay DNA aquí en Chile.
I asked if Chilean authorities hadn't heard of DNA testing.
Sí, pero hace poco que se está usando.
Yes, but we don't use it very often.
Some 6,000 Chileans a year get annulments, mostly the well-heeled and well-educated.
In this country, annulments are really available only to professionals and better-off people. It's not just a question of money. You need to know how to navigate the system, how the system works. You are lying. Workers would worry about telling a lie and putting it on paper. Telling a lie and putting your signature on it is very complicated.
That's not the only thing that's complicated in Gonzalez's life right now. She got an annulment, but her live-in boyfriend is still married.
Su señora jamás le va a dar la nulidad.
His wife will never agree to an annulment. I will be permanently living with a married man, but he's married to someone else.
But not every woman in Chile favors divorce reform. Leaders of the Catholic and Evangelical Protestant churches preach that legalizing divorce will destabilize the family. And that message affects their followers. Giovanna Vera is a supervisor at this Santiago clothing factory.
I'm an evangelical Christian. Divorce is against my principles, my view of the family. When a man and a woman get married and form a family, it's important to save that family. In extreme cases, like family violence, they should go their separate ways, but they should do everything to keep the family together. Divorce is prohibited in the Bible. No.
Señor no podrá.
But such arguments don't carry much weight back at Hilda Mendez's house. She says opinion polls show that over 70% of Chileans support the right to divorce, indicating that the church leadership is out of touch with most people.
Obviamente uno piensa que la iglesia está compuesta por hombres.
Obviously, the Catholic Church was formed by men. They are religious leaders, but they are men. They don't understand the need for divorce for many women and men as well. The church thinks that a divorce law will promote the separation of couples, but that's wrong. If the law passes, it will legalize the situation of many people, men and women, who have separated. The law is written by men. They can have a wife and lover as well. They can have both.
And there's a particularly well-qualified person to talk about how the laws are written. Adriana Muñoz is the newly elected president of Chile's House of Deputies. Muñoz is busy working at her office. She says many Catholics disagree with church doctrine on divorce, and that influences local leaders, but they are held back by Vatican policy.
Yo creo que la Iglesia Católica está dirigida por personas muy...
I think the Catholic Church is led by very close people. It's run by the Vatican in Rome. They don't understand the changes that have taken place among Catholics in various countries. Many Catholics support divorce here in Chile.
On the other hand, she explains, many Chileans still respect the church, in part because of the principled stand some Catholic leaders took against the Pinochet dictatorship.
There is a very ethical sector in the church who understands Chilean society, who stood for human rights and against the dictatorship. It's hard for many people to be against the church.
House of Deputies member Maria Antonieta Sa notes that a majority of Catholics support the right to divorce, but the Catholic hierarchy has a lot of influence with the political elite. General Pinochet, while still dictator, forced through a constitution that makes senators for life out of certain officials, including military officers such as himself. Sa says the church hierarchy has close relations with those senators.
La Iglesia Católica y muy influyente en la clase política.
The Catholic Church is very powerful here within the political class. The House passed a divorce bill in 1997, but Senate conservatives blocked any discussion of the bill for 5 years. President Lagos has now sent a divorce reform proposal to the House and Senate. Conservative Christian Democrats have presented another proposal that would allow divorce, but under very restricted circumstances. It's like having no right to divorce at all.
Sa, other women legislators, and political progressives all favor some kind of divorce law reform. House of Deputies President Muñoz has a particularly strong personal interest. She's been separated from her husband for 20 years, and he lives in Austria. Yet she can't get a mortgage to build a house or even enroll her children in some Catholic schools.
I can't remarry, and if I lived with someone without getting married, it would be a national scandal. It's a permanent problem for women in this society. It's complicated.
I asked, what if a male politician were in the same situation?
Less complicated. Very much less complicated.
Muñoz says Senate conservatives have the upper hand and divorce reform will be a tough issue to pass this year. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Santiago, Chile.